Belden, Vina. St. Helena, California, February 3, 1907. Dear Sister Belden, we received your letter in the last mail. When you write again, please tell us where you are living, how you are situated, and what you propose to do. I understand that you intend to remain on Norfolk Island. How do you expect to make your living? We are anxious to know all that you can tell us about yourself. I should also be pleased if you would tell me all you can of the workers sent to Norfolk Island. I heard that a laborer and his wife have been sent there. I hope this is true, for that island ought to have more help. If house-to-house labor could be done, it would be a great advantage. We are nearing the close of this earth's history, and we must labor intelligently and in the way of the Lord to press the work ahead. I will send you copies of letters, which you may give to this brother to read. I wish to make mention of the dental outfit that I lent to Brother Belden. I should like to have it sent to Brother Heinzen, and then I can plan for its future use. I am sorry to say that Frank Belden is so far off the track of true faith and Christian living that unless he makes a change, he will be no good to the cause of God. He is in sympathy with Dr. Kellogg. He has a fighting spirit and would go to war over the matter, bringing dishonor upon the cause of God by his course of action. I am sorry, for he is my much-loved sister's child. But to grieve over these things will do no good. It is his soul's salvation that I am concerned about. I have written this letter under difficulties. May the Lord guide and direct you all in Norfolk Island. Christ is soon coming, and I pray that our people will wake up to the situation. May the Lord strengthen and bless the workers on Norfolk Island, that something may be accomplished. I have much work to do. I want to do it intelligently and in the fear of God. I desire to work for the salvation of souls. May the Lord guide us all. Be of good courage in God. While you trust in Him, He will help and bless and save you. In love.